I fear not his divine judgment, January 24. Zion heard, and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. When the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, he will also convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. Every sinner will be brought to see and acknowledge the justice of his condemnation. Then it will be seen that Satan's rebellion against God has resulted in ruin to himself, and to all that chose to become his subjects. He has represented that great good would result from transgression, but it will be seen that the wages of sin is death, Satan, the root of every sin, and all evil workers, who are his branches, shall be utterly cut off. An end will be made of sin, with all the woe and ruin that have resulted from it. Says the psalmist, Thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end. But amid the tempest of divine judgment, the children of God will have no cause for fear. The Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. The day that brings terror and destruction to the transgressors of God's law, will bring to the obedient, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. Gather my saints together unto me, saith the Lord, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heaven shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself.